the most common was a 90-day deferral, because the guidance at the time in March and April was, you know, this is going to be a shock here, and we're going to try and have some shutdowns and people to socially distance appropriately. And the 90 days after, so you think of 90 days after mid-March, you're talking mid-June, perhaps will be more or less back to business as usual. Obviously, that hasn't turned out nearly that way, but that's the idea. That's the sort of wisdom behind coming up with a program like that. So you're seeing many what I'd call more or less standardized deferrals of 90 days of payments, but those actually don't look all the same. So here's what I want to talk about there is if you are dealing with an agency lender, perhaps you're getting 90 days, but if you're dealing with more of a high yield lender, say you're under a bridge loan, that's it's more of a short term loan, maybe 2 to 3 years. There's a short period of time for this property that the idea was to bridge the gap with this loan and to get that property to stabilization so that the takeout loan was a more permanent type financing. And of course, something like a pandemic will absolutely come in and put a wrench in those plans. So when you think about the terms that a bridge lender is offering versus an agency lender, much different, they'll likely involve something along the lines of, if you're deferring interest payments, that interest gets capitalized and it bears interest. So just in terms of the cost of deferral, it's going to be different. And then secondly, if you're in an industry where you're completely shut down during this period of time, and this did play out fairly within, you know, with some differences in different parts of the country, where the actual shutdown kind of let up and people started to get back to business in some respect in their properties in May or June, that they had a period of time where they may just be totally closed. And if you're a hotel or you're another property, they typically have covenants that require them to be open. And so they have to get relief from that covenant, even though the regulation itself or the government or the executive order that gets handed down that says they can't be open for a period of time, they still have to get relief from their lender to be closed. Because not only do you have to consider with an operating business, if you're a hotel or others, you don't just have to consider the actual hotel guests, but things like air conditioning, things like security of the hotel, the overall, you know, just the system itself, whether it's being appropriately maintained. So if I am a lender allowing the closure of that hotel, which is mandated perhaps by the local government, I am still going to require certain things that you do to the borrower, to covenant to do certain things during this period of time to keep the hotel safe, to keep the property, you know, appropriate HVAC going on so that it's not in the summer getting too hot and those kinds of things. Those would be kind of operational covenants that you would never typically see outside of this. And so that was interesting to kind of that played out during this initial phase. And really, without, again, very much guidance on what we're going to see after that 90 days. However, one thing you want to consider is if you're in the type of property that's seen a significant shock from the pandemic, you're likely looking for longer term relief. And so if you had looked at sort of the next year of your property operation, then went to your lender and said, well, we want to do a restructuring that allows us to get to where we think we can be in a year. That's difficult during the first phase, that first 90 days after mid-March, because there's different objectives. Of course, you want flexibility as a property owner, as an operator of property. You're not sure how your tenants are going to do over this period of time. You're not sure what your vacancy rate's going to go to. You're not sure what your rent roll is going to look like in 90 days, but you want some flexibility to get you out. And as the lender, I'm going to just want to deal with the immediate threats, immediate needs, immediate issues with cash flow, immediate issues with operating the property. And other than that, I'm probably not looking out more than 90 days, which means that we're going to be having this conversation again before that 90 days is up and before kind of the initial, say, payment deferral or initial consent to closure of the property or other types of adjustments to the loan covenants, we're probably going to be having a conversation again in 60 days. And that certainly was the case. Now, the sort of what I will call the second wave after this initial more short-term quick deferral is when we start looking at changing overall how the loan works. We start to look at how do we change reserves to allow for money that was allocated towards one use. Maybe it was a CapEx reserve, and that those capital expenditures no longer really make sense. I think of in that case a property that, say, a retail property with a lot of restaurants or maybe it has a other types of on-site